Welcome, everyone, to the Your Energy First podcast. I'm your host, Emily Marie, and it is such a pleasure to have you here today to co-create with you in this space and to talk about all things your energy. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I am so excited to introduce you to someone who's been so wonderful to get to work with. And last year, I had put a list on my podcast to have people who are interested sign up for free sessions. If you want a complimentary session to be on the podcast, a mini session. And I got the nudge to go on there. And then I just randomly, I forget what I looked at. I don't know if it's email addresses or I just scroll down till something lights up. And lo and behold, it's Cecilia. And she is putting out such incredible work into this world. And I am so excited to introduce her to this audience, this community. And you are going to get to witness a live mini session. And I am so grateful for her for showing up, for her vulnerability, for her authenticity, and for allowing us these insights into her world as it sits in this precise moment. And hopefully what comes through, there are also some supportive messages for you, because as we know, so much of this is universal. Welcome, Cecilia, to the podcast. And I have the honor, absolute honor and joy of holding space for you today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah. And you just came back from a trip. Where'd you go?
Yep. Went to Thailand for a week. First time. My mom actually used to live in Thailand as a child. She was a military brat. And so when she heard that I had the opportunity to go, she was pretty excited. And I originally wasn't attracted to the opportunity. And then once I remembered how special it was to her, I realized, wow, the chance to reconnect with a land and culture that was special to her sounded really exciting to me. So
what was the opportunity that landed you there?
So there is a community of folks that I actually traveled to Costa Rica with last year. Uh-huh. And so these are just personal growth, spiritually minded folks. It's always nice to get to travel with like-minded people, especially because I'm somebody who is single. So I didn't want to let that stop me from getting out to see the world. And so we all were. The host, Bruna, announced that she was going to Thailand, and it was very body focused. So really grounding back into our body. We did Muay Thai boxing. We did Thai massage. There was meditation and soul gazing, and it was all just really lovely.
How freaking fun.
Yeah.
That sounds like my kind of vacation.
Yeah, totally. A little mix of everything, right?
Yeah, of course. All right. Well, I am holding energetic space for you, which means I'm connected to my light. My intention is to be connected to the divine, who runs energy for me to support me. And then I get to be an anchor to support you in this way. And when I hold energetic space, I'm listening to, it's really very kind of your brilliant spirit team and higher self who kind of filter everything through to my spirit guides, sort of keep it really simple for me, for us. And then I get to hold energetic space for you, which means the divine is, which you already are connected to, gives you that additional oomph support because we're in community here together. And we'll do energy work, which I may or may not talk about. It happens in every session. It may come through as a lesson or not. And then you get to ask questions, things you want to discover, uncover. And one of the things I want to point out, you know, anyone can hold energetic space, what it is that we're doing here. And whenever spirit, which I refer to as the activation of source energy, comes through with information, they always come through with guidance and support and resolution around it. So they don't leave us hanging. They don't say, you know, oh, your throat chakra's messed up. Deuces, I'm out. And our throat chakra, our chakras, which I call energy centers now, they're meant to hold lessons for us. They're meant to be moving and shaking all the time. So, okay, on that note, it is so wonderful to get to hold this space for you today. And they're immediately taking me to your right side, right ear, right jaw. It feels a little bit like crunchy and cumbersome. And let's see, it's energetic. And you know, I know we get personal here. I just didn't think we'd jump right into it. For some reason, it's this energy that's coming from the sacral or the orange energy center. It's also around the bowels. So I know that with travel, of course, things can happen. And I'm asking why it's coming up now on the right side of your, the jaw and the ear. And you know, when we travel, we love to enjoy food, try new things. That's part of life. That's part of the human experience. They're like, there's nothing wrong that you did. It's just that there was something, two particular meals that just sort of like disheveled the insides a little bit. So we're just going to help provide a little bit of soothing energetic balm around that.
Thank you. Yeah. You know what? I would not doubt because we ate so fresh in Thailand. And also I'm somebody who is not inclined to overindulge when I'm hot. Right. And it was so hot over there. I've had about two meals since I've recently, because I'm just tired. Right. I'm tired. Like I still have to unpack. I've got to get back into work mode and things that have just been like quick, like bites.
Of course, as we do. And it's not our fault. You know, when I say it's not our fault, I don't mean that we're out of our power here, but it definitely, you know, I look around at what's available to me locally to consume if I want to reach out a few city blocks to get food. And there's very few healthy options. So, and we need support. So I'm glad you got the support that you needed.
Yeah.
It's crazy how sensitive we're all becoming to those different things. Okay. So this energy is shifting, which is good. They are bringing up this creative side to you. And it looks like in the next 3 to 6 months, you're really going to be deepening and softening into this. They're calling it this light of yours. It feels like a spark of inspiration. So what this would tell me is that this is something that you've been cultivating, as in the human experience, we call it seeking, but you've been cultivating it. They really want to honor the fact that they go, yes, people seek. They say what you have done is you've gone within and you've nurtured, you've created, you've cultivated that. So they say from this comes deep, deep inspiration. I thought I turned my phone's on in the distance. I thought I turned it off. Sorry, folks. Let's just talk about this incredible life source that you've cultivated within yourself as my phone pops off in the background. But you're really, they're showing me it's a moment that comes in a wave. And this wave is within you now. It's more that it comes out and you're going to feel, I almost feel like you're going to be laying in bed when it first starts to come to you first start to notice it. And it's going to kind of rise up within you over the coming days and weeks. And you're just going to kind of feel literally like you're riding a wave. And you're going to feel the sense of, they say it's like you're seeing things, the same things, but new for the first time. And they say you're going to feel incredibly grounded and have clarity in the insights you gather from this space. The other thing that they're bringing up, and I don't know what this is around just yet, they are saying that, and by the way, if anyone's new to this, when I say they, I'm just referring to the spirit team, the whole gamut kindly filters in. So we don't just focus on one or two members. It's the whole, everyone who focuses in to help. So they're saying that as this, they say with what comes through, you're going to be ready to share it right away. So right away may not be in that instant. You know, you may want to, you know, get ready for your day, or you need to go to work or whatever. But they say, because you've been nurturing yourself, because you've been expanding your wisdom, expanding your experiences, they say it's ready. It'll be ready. And what comes from the sharing is new enlightenments within yourself again. So I'm going to pause there. How does this make sense for you?
Yeah. You know, when you and I connected last fall, Emily, and we had our session, I spoke at length about how I was beginning to lean into what I felt was one of my purposes, which was sharing my writing, right? That was kind of what my lens on everything was at the time. And since then, what has developed is this understanding that it's really about storytelling, right? And that is way, that goes way beyond just pen and paper. And it's way beyond a space for me to just share one way. I've come to the realization that I feel very strongly about creating these spaces for not just me, but for my community and all of my communities, right? My family, my workplace, my friends, my neighborhood. And so, there have been a few like sparks of inspiration, like little synchronicities, like emails that I'm getting about events happening to support arts in Sacramento, California. I saw a TikTok, a girl was sharing about classes available, like recreational classes, right? Like, oh, like, don't forget to tap into your local community center. And I'm like, oh, that's a cool idea. Maybe I can take basket weaving or something, right? And so I go to look up and we have like maybe 3 classes available and they're like adult, you know, sports league. And so I'm like, wow, it feels like there's really like a need here too, you know? And so there's a local nonprofit storytelling organization actually that has this program of ambassadors. You have to apply and be selected. And there's some education they do in there about, you know, helping people more get better at telling stories, as well as like create these spaces for their communities as well. So it's just little you know, like one on top of another, like the cumulative impact. And so just as like last time, I was so sure that this was about my writing, you know, that, and then realizing the evolution of that understanding, I'm now kind of just with curiosity, I'm just kind of holding on to all of this and just waiting to see how it develops.
That's totally what it's about. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. Just as I'm holding space, we're just checking on this energy on the right side, which is clearing still, which is awesome. It's looking really good. One of the things that your team's bringing up is when it comes to your intuitive senses, your audible is going to be deepening. You're going to be, how much of an audible person are you when it comes to energy?
Yeah, it's usually just been clairsentience so far, like okay. The feeling in my body or like the knowing, the cognizance, but that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the things that they're pointing out, this is so funny. I've never heard them discover their see what's around us, right? And so what they're saying is when you hear something, they say for you, the way you're hearing the tone of my voice, they go for you, it's gonna be like a, oh gosh, I'm asking them for more words. It's like a landing. It's going to land in there. It's almost like the sound is going to simply exist. It's going to show up by existing. Mm-hmm. So it's almost kind of like, where did that come from? All of a sudden you're going to start to kind of notice you're hearing things, but not necessarily in a tone. Now, normally I say we hear pure energy. That's, well, energy that's for our highest and best. That's what it sounds like. So just kind of starting to notice that. They say you may also start to speak some of what it is that you're hearing. So, which now I'm going to take a moment as a practitioner and say, as we understand our own energy well, that, you know, the your energy first practice, just having our own sense of, you know, it's our proprietary body and experience, then this support can come in, or we can support others with such clarity and with such healthy boundaries, because we have such a sense of what our energy is, mm-hmm. which is always ongoing. So just to help
have language for, you know, that all sounds really lovely.
Thank you. I will tell you my tip for how to do that.
Yeah.
You go back to your inner light and you just ask a lot of questions. So what I did is I asked the question, I said, can you please help me come up with the better words to articulate what this is and how you would say this? So I asked.
Okay.
And again, that shows like just how much like we own our own energetic experience. You know, the spirit team wasn't coming in hot like a big baseball stadium saying, over here, information over here, information over here. It's like they're. Strength in something that has brought us rot, WROUGHT. It's like something that has felt tight, that's been simmering for a while, that's felt constricted, is now ready to be released, is releasing, and this new sense of, again, your voice and your powers coming in around this. So let me ask them what the topic is, or do you know what that topic is? Can you sense it?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Keeping in mind our energy works in layers here. So as we do our own personal work, new layers, new activations show up for us. And okay. Who have lived by the water, and they knew how to work and be activated with the water and do what we would call energy work, beautiful ancestral traditions with water. Okay, they're saying where you can find this knowledge within yourself is in your heart space, and it's the back part of your heart space connected up to your throat. So I'm going to take a moment right now and have you go to your light, your inner power, your inner wisdom. And I'm just going to invite you to feel into this for a moment and kind of sense in to where this sits in your body. Now, I know that I gave a suggestion, but it may come somewhere else within your experience right now. Say, I'm ready to explore. I'm ready to have you show me. How would you have me best? Oh, this is interesting. They're using the term orchestrate. Orchestrate the experience with you. So leaning into curiosity. And as we know with ancestral work, they're so patient with us. They just continue to show up time and time again. Also in layers for us as we become more and more ready and aware for these things. So it's just a really beautiful invitation to really harness this additional asset that you have. Or, you know, when I say power you have, all I mean by power is, you know, awareness of more. All aspects of our life. So it makes complete sense that they would say that here. Okay. I'm gonna lean back for a moment. And what else would you like to go over today?
Oh goodness. My experience of love is still this outstanding question.
Mm-hmm.
Romantic love.
Right. I'm just looking at the energy right now. Okay. The first question that your team is posing is, what burdens you the most?
Balance of knowing this is what love is, and like that I'm being called to give. And you know, if people that have been together for a long time say it's never 50-50 at any given point, right? So at which point it's like, this is you know, your experience of love in this moment, and that the tides are going to turn, or whether or not I'm, you know, being called in a different direction.
That's such a great point you've made about how it's funny. Now, when it comes to the paternal side of things, what I'm actually feeling is this sense of like extra protection, maybe a little unnecessary, like holding you maybe a little too close, you know, just meaning not wanting to let you go, and you kind of feeling this sense of, you know, our emotions can be sometimes so illogical to our logical mind, but it's this sense of, if I meet someone, I'm going to have to replace, I don't know if it's father or grandfather or family. How does that sit with you?
You know, it's just to get vulnerable here for a second. I've kind of looked at, I have a thing I have to overcome, But when you were speaking just now and talked about the protection, right? Like, it was crazy in that moment, like everything just, it was reframed for me, like to reflect back on the same exact experiences and be like, oh, I can totally see how there was protection in there, oddly enough, you know?
Right.
Yeah. This
protection, almost not wanting you to be free.
Totally. Totally.
So what your team, your gorgeous team, higher self is showing me is they say with a couple of deep breaths, you can reset this tone and from your light, have this intention and say, so show me what it looks like for us to, for our family to expand, for us to all be together in joy, for everyone to have their important roles. And that this person who your guides are using this term that you're calling in. Now, I actually don't, I'm going to argue with your guides.
Love it.
We're going to have a healthy conversation. They're so freaking sweet and amazing. And know that I'm obviously totally joking around, but I don't like this term calling in, because really what it is with love, with life, you know, everyone's path is so different. You know, we've been sold this bill of goods that it's supposed to look a certain way, and it just couldn't be farther from the truth, right? And so what they're showing is that, you know, part of the reason that they're saying you're calling your partner in is because they're showing me how magnetic your heart and life and love is. And I'm sorry. They say timing's a bitch. And they're saying they're bringing in these gorgeous flowers everywhere. They say, cause there's so much, they're recognizing that there's so much human noise, you know, love yourself. Until you love yourself, the other person can't come in, or make your life the best life possible. You know, it's like, okay, yeah, F off. Like, I get it. True. Yes, that helps. But also relationships help us heal. Relationships help us grow. Relationships are, you know, fun to just dink around with, like on a Sunday and do the, you know, make brunch and do the things, or like have a family, deal with stuff. Like, it's so much more. So they say, take those breaths. They say, when we go, when our mind goes to those places, those stories, they say those falsehoods, they say, your goal now is to breathe back into your heart and into your light. Say, everything is restructuring and moving around for the highest and best. And they say, one thing you can tangibly, physically do is do what brings you joy. Now, I know that that's a funny order. Here's the example they're giving me. They go, say you go to the grocery store and you always make sure you buy like the certain things or the right things. And they go, but what if you want these pancakes, but what if you, it would be more fun to go to this store because you don't always go to this store. They go, follow the fun, just follow the fun, like do what will loosen you up a little bit more and help you feel more free. And I love this example too, because, you know, we think that changing our life requires drastic action. It really is. It's the resetting of our mind into alignment with micro, simple actions like this. That set, that reset the tone, that send that reverberation out to the universe. So, all of that being said, they go, this is your, they go, these are your actions. Follow more of the flow, more of the fun. And, they say, you know, feel what you feel when you feel it. We're not going to bypass those feelings. We're not going to shove them away or tell them that they're not real. And then when you've had your time with them, you say, and I'm breathing into, oh, everything is setting up perfectly for me right now. They're literally showing me the structure of your energy field. They go, the dynamics with family, the dynamics with friends, the dynamics with all of it, coworkers and puppies and all of that. They say it's all resetting for you, to help you to get to, not get to help you realize the experience of what you desire. And they're also bringing up, hang on, let me ask a few questions what this is. Okay. There's something about your impression of what a man would think of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so the invitation here is, this is really big. I'm listening to this and I'm like, wow. So the invitation here is for you to look at not what they say you so specifically have this idea of what a man thinks of you when he meets you or when he mm-hmm. sees you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would say that that's 99.9% of most women in Western culture. So there's that. They're saying instead, what we invite you to do is, instead of thinking about that, thinking about, how do I feel around him? What am I sensing? What's the experience he's cultivating for us?
Hmm.
Now, how does that land? Do we want to ask more questions around that? Do we want to expand on that at all?
That feels really good. You know, as you shared that, I had the realization that I think I have, for the most part, felt responsible for cultivating the experience of the relationship. And I did not even realize that. I also really appreciate the reminder to, you know, welcome more flow and ease and joy, because especially at this point in our lives, it feels like we meet people that have so many, you know, like their lives are their lives, right? They have responsibilities. There's kids, there's, you know, previous relationships and things that all have their place. And so for somebody like me who comes without those attachments, it feels like I kind of have to shape shift to fit in. And so what might my experience be like if that is not my focus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's big. Cool. You know, there's a lot of individuals out there in your situation. And in your situation, that sounded cold. I mean, I'm one of them, and I've come to really learn how beautiful, you know, one of the things the guides tell me is like, your experience is needed here on earth.
Mm.
You know, this is all for purpose. The universe is not like, there's no, you know, negative wounding, whatever, that's saying you can't have love. I mean, look at the psychopaths that are in jail and have like 5 marriage offers, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not about that. You know, this path always has purpose. And when we realize that we can, in the micro choices and micro adjustments in our life, really cultivate that fun experience for ourselves, I wish I could put a huge bow on this particular topic, because it's so understood, misunderstood, undervalued. That is the magic. That's what's going to shift our world. That's what's going to shift our life, is when more people go to their hearts. Doesn't matter if they have 10 kids, no kids, 5 dogs, 0 dogs, doesn't matter. When we realize that our job today is to follow our heart and see where that leads us, because our heart energy has so much wisdom to it, that's actually what's going to help all of us alleviate the heaviness in the world, the challenges in the world. And it's going to bring a lot of inner trust to each of us, which we haven't been, our society hasn't taught us inner trust.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're just showing me, this is so funny. They want you to be selective.
Okay.
With who you choose. And they're talking about, they say how the individual shows up is how they show up. They say no mistakes.
Hmm.
No mistakes. How they show up is how they show up. It reminds me of that Maya Angelou quote, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. Mm-hmm. Okay. So much of your energy is shifting right now. So they were just having me concentrate on holding space, and your energy is shifting like gangbusters. Now, as a practitioner, what that tells me is you have been doing a lot of inner work on a continuous basis. They say it's like, let this be a gentle reminder that the inner work can also be having fun.
Mm.
Now, you just got back from Thailand, and all the things you said sound like a heck ton of fun and a blast to me. So are they talking about, do you have like a daily routine or something? Or like, what is the part that would be lacking fun?
Yeah. Lacking fun. You know, I think that
lacking fun is the wrong term. Too structured.
Yeah. That's exactly it. Okay. I'm a Taurus. I thrive on stability, predictability, routine. And so as a single woman, you know, I have a lot of privilege to create a daily structure that works for me. And so that, you know, includes everything from meditation in the morning and warm lemon water and journaling and hopping on my rebounder to get my lymphatic system going, you know, all the things.
I have a rebounder too. I love it.
Isn't it awesome?
It is. My body misses it. If I'm getting ready to travel to San Antonio and I'm like, I'm not gonna have my rebounder for a couple days, and my body is gonna be missing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What have you noted? Okay, so anyway, I don't want to get too far off topic, but
yeah. And so I think just, you know, breaking, sometimes I forget, you know, I forget that I have so many options available to me. Yes. And that doesn't mean I have to vary from my routine every day, right? No. Like it's working for me, but yeah, absolutely be a little bit more flexible.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like have the morning routine and then have a little bit more of the, you know, asking your own personal insights or flow what's next versus the standard stuff.
Yeah. What I'm, you know, fortunate enough to work from home for most days. Well, what if a change of scenery, right? Like, you know, things like that. So.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Totally. Mm-hmm. You know, meeting someone, I really believe that in my heart of hearts, we are being looked after when it comes to meeting true aligned soulmates. I think we can, as humans, I think we have a lot of options. I do believe we are being cared for and looked after, and our job is to do that for ourselves and mm-hmm. say, universe, this is what I desire in my heart of hearts, the best possible partner at the best possible time for the highest and best of all involved, and know that it is done. Yeah. It's true.
I firmly believe that one of my tells for my person is going to be their ability and or willingness to care after themselves as compassionately as I try to do, right? And that doesn't come from a place of like judgment, like, oh, you eat fast food and stay up too late. You know, it's not that. It's not that at all. It's just about like an understanding, I think, that I'm looking for.
That's really beautiful. That gave me chills when you shared that. Yeah, and that's not to be, that's a big one. Okay. So they are wrapping up your energy in, it doesn't feel constrictive, in such a beautiful way. Any other questions you wanted us to cover today?
No, I think those were the biggies.
Okay. So you are a creative. Mm-hmm. You are a storyteller, an incredible writer, I might add. I love getting your emails.
Thank you.
a share, a learner on this journey, like we all are.
Yeah.
Where can people find your work?
Yeah. So I, When the pandemic kicked off, I was kind of inspired by seeing my own experiences reflected in the stories of others being shared. And so my journey has included getting up the nerve to also hop online and share. And so that's kind of how I landed on my handle, which is Modern Day Mirror. And I'm
Love
on Instagram, I'm on TikTok. And again, there's, I think in the beginning I felt pigeonholed to like, oh, well, this is where I'm gonna, talk about how I'm starting this organization, or oh, this is just gonna be for storytelling. I am not subscribing to any of that anymore. That is where you can find me as a whole person. I welcome building community with other people who want to do the same. And so, yeah, I would love if people looked me up on there and we got to connect.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that. I do want to share with our audience that this mini session is an example of what happens in my one-on-one sessions in the alignment container. And then one of my favorite aspects of the alignment container is I use an app called Voxer where we can send voice notes and texts back and forth. And every time a client comes in to share, an evolution, an aha about something they're experiencing or something they have a question with, I hold space for them, just like I just did now in this mini session, and I respond as I would in a session. And clients will tell me it's the most favorite part of the work that we do together, or that they will re-listen to things over and over again. And so if anyone is feeling the call to go deeper, more explorative in their life, I invite you to take a look at the alignment container. Oh, thank you so much. You have been so incredible to have here today. Thank you for sharing. I know that your insights, your questions, your wisdom is going to be something that so many people are going to see in themselves. So thank you, Cecilia.
Thank you, Emily.
Of
Appreciate you.
course. Have a good one.
Appreciate
Of
you.
course. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to hit the follow and subscribe button. And as always, you can join other light-minded souls on Instagram. You can find me at emilymarie.energy or in the free Facebook group. The links are in the show notes. Bye. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal spiritual journey towards inner peace, inner calm, developing your intuition, and inner wisdom. I am not a psychologist, financial advisor, or a medical doctor, and do not offer any professional health, financial, or medical advice. If you are suffering from any psychological, financial, or medical conditions, please seek help from a qualified professional.